Good Monday, one and all. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. Mondays means we talk business with the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. His name is Eric Carlson, and good day to you.
How you doing, Alan?
Well, let's talk first of all about Governor Steve Beshear. Last week, he made an announcement about Kentucky's auto industry. We'll start there.
Yeah, Kentucky is the number third auto state in the country as far as manufacturing is concerned, behind Michigan at number one and Ohio at number two. And not only is there hope of us catching the state of Ohio, but that they would to at least make sure that nobody catches us as we move forward with the likes of Toyota, General Motors, and Ford developing products here in Kentucky and also the suppliers to those companies. So Kentucky became, I believe, the 12th state to form an automotive association as far as manufacturers and suppliers are concerned. And the governor had a press conference with the three major automakers and Secretary Hayes from the Economic Development Cabinet last week to discuss that.
We want Kentucky to be as synonymous with the automotive industry as is Detroit.
And what is this really going to accomplish?
At this point, that's not entirely sure. They're saying that they're going to form this group, and from there, once they start meeting, we'll know exactly what they're doing with it.
Governor Beshear, of course, has been a big champion for the Affordable Care Act, and we just saw the resignation of Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, and there was some chatter about him maybe taking over that job.
Yeah, there have been some rumblings for a few months. The governor was rolled out for a week-long TV commitment a few months back when Rachel Maddow went on Meet the Press to talk about what Kentucky had done with the exchange, and even was brought back to Washington for not only a state dinner, but to be given a shout-out by the president at the State of the Union. So there had been some thought that maybe if this job came open, which a lot of people expected it to do, that he was going to have a possibility of doing. And he has told people that he had no interest in that. And in fact, whether or not he did, it appears that Office of Management and Budget Director Sylvia Matthews Burrell is expected to get the nomination to take over that secretary position.
And finally, we had some interesting information to come down about the 21C Hotel project downtown.
Another federal agency, Housing and Urban Development, has given Lexington, Fayette, Urban County Government a $6 million loan guarantee from their Section 108 program, which, according to their website, is a source of funding allotted to economic development, housing rehabilitation, public facilities, rehab, construction, or installation for the benefit of low- to moderate-income persons, or to aid in the prevention of slums. And that's going to be used for the 21C Hotel in the middle of downtown Lexington. And so that will supply a backup for Lexington to loan $6 million for this project in case that there would be a default. The federal government would have our backs on that. And Jeff Fugate, who is the head of the Lexington Downtown Development Authority, said they've been working diligently for about 18 months to make sure that this money could come through. And he says it's designed to create jobs for low to moderate income workers, and that's what this project in the end will do. And I've got a call and an email into 21C at this point to see, with this information coming through, what's the time frame now and actually seeing work on that building begin.
So how many years has that been since they announced this project?
They announced it back in early 2012, and at the time they said they expected completion to be done in 2014, which at this point I can't imagine we'd see it at all by then because there's hasn't been work yet begun on the building.
Eric Carlson has been our guest on BizLex Chat. He's the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, and thanks again.
Thanks so much, Alan.